their presence when they setting up in the sky. And every little planet we be touching, it's like comets burst in the heavens when we're soaring.
Welcome to another episode of the Lando Calrissian Experience. Sitting here with Teddy Simpson and the Oracle, James Bishop.
Yo, what's up? What up?
All right. Ted is going to have to get out of here pretty soon. So we're going to change up the order. Yeah. So we're going to do what we've seen. We could talk about Birth of the Nation a little bit more. Teddy's finally saw it. Okay. We're gonna talk about that, and then he's gonna give us his conspiracy theory of the week, and then he's gonna have to bounce. So
good. All right.
So Ted, you just saw Birth of the Nation, so what was your thoughts? And I guess we could talk about it now a little bit more spoilery for a minute.
I liked it. You know, I agree. I give it it's an 8. I think it was, it was impactful, it was powerful, a story that needed to be told. I don't know if it's just a controversy that, plagued it, I guess, or the fact that it took so long, but I guess, for me, it had such a hype expectation, with the taking over Sundance and everything, and then to get there and watch, and, the rebellion is, 6.5 minutes long out of a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's just weird because that's what Nat Turner was known for. It didn't really happen. And it played so little in the movie. So my expectations were kind of let down a little bit. I know it's been said that it was historically inaccurate, and I'm not that well versed with, the Nat Turner story. So I can't say what is and what's not. But what I will say, there were a few scenes in that I was like, wow, that's super messed up. I can understand why Daryl didn't want to go see it again when I asked him.
So, you know the scenes I'm talking about now where I was like, I'm good, man. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Super easy, yeah. So, I wonder if it could have reached a max potential had this controversy not surrounded it.
I think people would have gave it a lot more of a pass, man.
Definitely. I mean, it's really weird, though. It's really weird to me because somebody brought up a really good point. I could not remember this filmmaker's name, G. Somebody had got tapped for like something really similar outside of Woody Allen. It was somebody else.
It's about Roman Polanski?
Roman Polanski, yeah. Roman Polanski. Guy tapped,
for. Oh, no, he's the worst one, though. He got caught for a rape charge, got convicted for sodomizing like a 15-year-old girl, 16-year-old girl.
Right, and comes back and wins the Academy Award.
Yeah, but he's never been in the country, though, too. That's the thing. He dipped out the country. He still won it. No, he didn't. He still won it. No, he didn't.
Are you sure?
He's never, all them Oscars and all that stuff, he's always had to get them shipped to him, dog. He's never been to Oscars, man.
Wow. Should be my Oscars, but I'm going to be on the run, though. So y'all can't figure
well,
out
he goes
I'm
to at. Countries that that'll protect him or give him asylum or whatever. He got caught up recently or whatever. Might have been in Switzerland or somewhere, and they was trying to extradite him, but then they ended up not being able to extradite him out for some reason. I think it may be Switzerland because Switzerland is a neutral state, and I don't think you can extradition out of Switzerland.
Yeah, it's total neutrality over there in Switzerland. You're right about that.
Yeah, so he's been posted up over there for a minute in Europe, man. He's not been to an Oscars, man, period. Like, he ain't been to America since the 70s.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last movie I remember seeing him in, had to have been Rush Hour 3, and that was like a little cameo here. That's the last time I honestly remember seeing him anywhere.
Who, Roman Polanski was in there?
Yeah.
He was in Rush Hour 3?
Yeah.
Wow. And I guess that's because it was in France. They filmed part of it in France, so he could be it.
Yeah, he was the detective. The detective, like if you watch Rush Hour 3, like soon as Carter and Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker get off the airplane coming to France, like National Police kind of met up with him, the leader is Roman Polanski.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah. I was gonna say the last time I saw him in a movie was Chinatown. From the 70s.
This boy, This boy stayed making movies. It ain't nowhere
Oh,
near his
you went to
peak.
his, you went to his IMDb page.
I'm like, this dude got a movie coming out in 2018. He got a movie coming out next year. He did Carnage in 2011. He did The Ghost Rider in 2010. He helped on Pompeii. I'm trying to see if they say if he ever came back to the United States.
Oh, yeah, he sure did do the Cannons. That's right.
No, he can't come back to the United States, man. They would get him as soon as he came through the gate. Everything is, look at, all of them are French. All of them are is somewhere over there.
But, hold on.
Because he's not, I mean, the ones that he's really known for is The Pianist and acting in Chinatown. I mean, and directing Chinatown. Those is two big movies, and okay. that he's known for.
Yeah, he did Rosemary's Baby, which I didn't realize, really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rosemary's Baby. Too, I forgot. But yeah. But like he been doing movies for a minute, man. He like R. Kelly, man. Or the film.
And then you gotta remember, I think he probably been messed up ever since what happened with Sharon Tate and Manson family murder. So he probably has been messed up.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. Because that was his girlfriend, right? That got killed from the Charles Manson and them, right?
I think, if I remember correctly, I believe Sharon Tate, I don't know if she was pregnant or not, but she definitely got murdered by the Manson family. I definitely remember.
Yeah, I know that. And I know he was related to, he was cool with somebody or something like that from that situation. I know that.
Yeah, I forgot the entire story behind. I don't know. I think she may have been with Child, if I'm not mistaken, too. I think. I can't replace it or not. I think she may have been.
Okay, yeah. She was murdered with a whole bunch of her friends by Charles Manson. It was the first set of people that they killed. She was pregnant at the time of her murder.
Yep, that's what. Yeah, I figured it was. Okay. That man probably messed up ever since then.
That's,
I mean,
what
I didn't get past.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if that kid must have been his on the low or something.
May have been, man. Ain't no telling what kind of psychological trauma that can do to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but what do you think overall of the movie, James, on your side? We talked about it a little bit before, but, you know, we can talk about it a little bit more in depth right quick.
Just to keep it short and sweet, I agree with, I actually do agree with Teddy. Like me personally, like I always said about the movie, I said it online too, is like, even if you watch it on bootleg, just watch it at least once. For yourself, you judge it for yourself. Yeah, if you don't really don't like the movie, okay, you don't like the movie. But if you say you don't like the movie, like if you say you're all for the movie, then you just watch the movie saying like, nah, I don't like it because of what's going on. Then, you know, okay, yeah, I can understand that. Don't get me wrong, but still, just watch the movie. If you've been wanting to watch the movie, just watch it one time. I'm not saying watch it 1,001 times, but even if it's on bootleg, just watch it once. Okay, it is a powerful film. I will say that. There are some historical accuracies. I gotta think back in my mind what they are. It was something dealing with like the way son.
He wasn't married. He wasn't married. That was one of the.
He wasn't married. That's what it was. Yes, mm-hmm. I think that was a big one. Okay, that's what. He wasn't married. So, but still, even though he wasn't married, I mean, if you don't talk about that one point, and you know, it still don't take away for the fact that he killed 50 to 60 plus white people in 48 hours because he was sick and tired of being sick and tired. That don't change that fact no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I think, like I said, I kind of agree with both of y'all a little bit there. I know the controversy, I'm pretty sure, weighed a lot of people's decision because it is strange to see, like, a lot of people was gung-ho for it, especially when around Sundance, Cannes Film Festival time, they got as many rave reviews as they got. And as soon as, you know, the scandal came out with what's going on, it kind of just, you know, dissipated. And a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people say, well, it's because of the inaccuracies. Like, just be honest, it's because of the rape allegation.
No, it's 100%. I mean, and this is the thing, though, and I'm going to ask y'all this. Did y'all feel like the reason that they made, the reason he rebelled is because his wife got raped? I thought that was just one of the reasons.
I'm just trying to say, though.
That
wasn't it.
They depicted way more than that in the movie. That was a reason.
When people were saying that, I was like, what? Like, that's not the reason he rebelled. Like, y'all don't watch the same movie I did, or y'all just hearing from one person that everybody's extrapolating and ain't seeing it. Because there was multiple things that happened.
Right, because he straight up traveled with his slave on it.
That's what I understand.
Seen some horror, saw some hellish stuff. So, you know, and you see that kind of stuff happen, you know, happening to your people, like the kind of literal torture and like literal hell you seen your people go through that easily happen to you if you were in that same scenario. And you just, it's really gonna mess with you psychologically. And for him, it was literally just, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, mind you, the thing maybe what happened with his wife, I'm pretty sure that was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back. Or that could have been like what pushed him over the edge, but I'm pretty certain that wasn't the only thing. It definitely.
But this is the interesting thing about this movie, and people were being upset about that was the reason that he. But isn't that damn near the same plot of Django?
Same plot for a lot of movies.
And people love Django though. You know what I mean? Like. That's just and Nate Parker messes up for himself too though. He could have played.
He really did.
He has a horrible PR team. I've always said he should have went to Oprah. Did Where Are They Now? What's that? Someone have her little hour special with her, and have her ask all the questions. Cry with Oprah for a minute, and he'd have been all good. You know what I'm saying? He would have had none of these problems, and he could have kept it moving. But he didn't play the game. I'm sorry.
Didn't he like deny help from her or something like that?
Yeah, that was a rumor saying that her PR team was wanting to work with him and help. I don't know, man. I'm not sure if that's true or not. It could be. If it is, though, that's even worse on his part for not playing it right. But it just felt like people nitpicked at the movie a little bit more because of that, because of the rape allegations. I feel like they wouldn't have been on it that much. They'd be like, oh, wasn't it historically as accurate? But you know what? I liked it. But you know what? A movie is about that, though. Sometimes people don't just buy into the movie itself, though. They buy into the actors. They buy into the people that are directing it. They buy into the actresses and people behind the scenes. So it's a double-handed kind of thing. So, I mean, can I be too mad at people for me? No. But at the same time, I want people to kind of be real with themselves and be like, you know what? I just couldn't get over the rape thing, and that's why I didn't like it. And that's fine.
And that's what it is, right? And I know that's what it is. I know for a fact that's what it is. And people, you can't tell me anything different about it. You can say up to you blue and say, "Oh, it's because of inaccuracy, bullshit."
Yeah, I've had people. That's like somebody saying, "Stepping in the Name of Love" ain't a good song, just because because they don't like R. Kelly with the rape the molestation allegations or statutory rape allegations or whatever. "Stepping in the Name of Love" is a classic song, regardless of what you feel about it.
Right, it's like, if the song jam, now mind you, who it came from, that is very questionable, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't change the, my thing is, like, a lot of people, like I said, you see, and like, I've seen and heard too many people that straight up say, oh, I want to see this movie, I love to see this movie, I don't care, I'm still going to see it. I've seen a lot of people still saying that, like, hey, F it, I'm still going to watch it anyway. Like, mind you, like I said, I saw Freak on the screen, and I paid nothing for it.
Yeah, me too.
So, but the thing about it is, like I always say, just at least watch it. Like, even if you watch it on Bulu, I'd rather at least just watch it for yourself and form your own opinion. Now, I'm not saying that what that man did wasn't fucked up, because it was. It really was, and he definitely shot himself in the foot, knowing the kind of situation he was in. Now, he really did.
Man. You make a movie like Nat Turner, man. You got to clean up all your credit score, everything, man.
Right. You shot yourself in the foot. I'm not even going to lie and say you didn't shoot yourself, because you did. He really did. Like, and you can't be too mad for people, like, getting mad at you for what's going on.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't know if you could really even put that on him in the same sense. Like, I feel like if he had anything to do with the movie, it was going to happen. Well, any sort of major position in the movie, it was going to be a problem.
I agree.
Just because of the way that things came out. Like, if he was the director and going around, it still would have happened.
So you think there was no way he could have got out of this, though?
The only way he could have, maybe, is if he had wrote the script and then let somebody else direct it and star.
No. I'm talking about, do you think he could have got out of the PR-wise on the back end if he'd have played it a little bit better?
I don't know. That's a hard one, G. Like, that's a really hard one to try to circumvent when...
All you gotta do is go on Oprah, cry a little bit, and you would have made it.
Nah, it's not gonna happen, G. It's not gonna happen. You may have got some of the black people, but, like, the way that the women's movement is running right now, and stuff that they fought against, and Hillary Clinton running, it's going to be hard to get around that, G. Super hard. And it'd be different if she, you know, she would, if the woman that, you know, had to deal with the tragedy was still alive, but the fact that she killed herself.
Yeah, that's sought on more than once,
you know,
for real, though.
And then, you know, she had a letter talking about the situation, and her brother basically dropped it off in that sense. Like, yo, my sister hasn't been the same since this situation, and, you know, she had a family and all the rest of that stuff, and she killed. Yeah, bro, you're not going to dodge that, G.
No, but he could have played it better, though, and had, like, you know, I'm sitting before all the movie even came out, I'd have had a thing set up for, you know, maybe battered women or rape women association where I'm throwing some
why
money.
Why though?
There.
Why would this,
because
you
I gotta
say
cover
that.
My tail though. I'm already had a situation, Tig.
Dude, you, it's easy to say that, dude, in some hindsight. Dude, this dude been around, been acting for hella. It ain't never came up until
but
now.
I'm doing Nat Turner, Teddy. This ain't no.
It
this ain't doing.
It has nothing
this
to do with Nat Turner.
Yes, it
does.
It
has nothing to do with Nat Turner.
If you're doing a controversial movie like this, you gonna
bruh,
get that
it
heat.
It has nothing to do with Nat Turner. Nothing.
So you think that? Then why did all of a sudden did it come out now? Then
it's his. It was her brother.
You said her brother's the one that sparked it up.
Yes. Dude, think about it. So think about this. Say. Something happened to Xander.
Right.
And the person who you felt did something to Xander got away with it 10 years ago. And now, a decade later or so, Xander, you know, ends up hurting herself because of this situation. And this person is blowing up on every level. He's selling out Sundance. We heard about this movie a year ago.
Yeah.
So he's on every radio station. He's selling out Sundance. He's getting all credentials, everything. And in your soul, you're like, this dude is not a good motherfucker.
Hmm.
So it's a constant reminder everywhere that you turn. And she killed herself, G.
That's some serious thing. Rape is
yeah, this
serious
she tried like she tried. This that was the third time she tried to kill herself and was successful. The third time. Because she tried to kill herself right after that incident.
But my point
well.
Is like it's not like it went away. She killed herself. So here's basically a reminder on national television of your sister's killer. And he living the life. Nobody's ever done this before. Sold out Sundance. He, you know.
But I will say this, though. It's
$7 million
been on
his own money. Now people are buying it.
It's been on his Wikipedia page for like a long time, though.
It doesn't matter.
But you're saying
because
from that perspective.
Because it's been on the Wikipedia page.
But you're talking about from his perspective. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. From his from the brother's perspective.
From the brother's perspective. Like, yo, nah, bro. Y'all finna see what this type of dude this is.
So, and then people start digging into the case a little bit more. Because people might just read a little bit. Oh, okay. He got off for a rape case. So somebody. And maybe he looked at it like, well, dang, y'all don't know the details of what had really happened.
Well, I think it's always a really hard place to go with so much shit that's happened with black men and rape, especially with, you know, Caucasian women.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so we're like, you know, all this stuff is like, you know, our first thought is like, oh, she's probably lying or she got a train ran on her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She's trying to cover up because there's been so many other cases like there were people are just crying rape and it didn't happen. I mean, we're still dealing with our own, with the story that we cover with the dude that had a chance to go to the NFL.
Yeah,
and
Brian
he got,
Banks.
He fucked
Brian
around
Banks.
And got like $9 million and shit.
Yeah, Brian Banks, yeah.
Not, right, exactly. So we see this stuff and we're like, so of course we want to like Nate Parker. We feel like he's doing something good for the culture. You know, so we're thinking to ourselves, okay, we want to find a reason not for this not to be true.
But what if it is true?
But what if it is true?
And if it is, how are you going to... I mean, because at the end of the day, you have to think about it. Like, you can't give Nate Parker a pass and then you have a motherfucker like Brock Turner and then you ban a motherfucker like Brock Turner. You know what I'm saying? For getting off, too.
Right, exactly.
You know, you really can't. You really can't because that's literally... You're literally contradicting yourself. Like, nah, if you're going to be mad at rape, you got to be mad at rape 100% of the time. And so, no matter who did it, no matter if that black, white man, or female, wrong is wrong. Day. And that's why I said when they fought the situation, he really shot himself in the foot. Because, bro, you should have had enough wisdom at that point in time. You being a young black man, girl, you got to have wisdom to know not to do the shit that he did. Like every,
I mean, I think it's tough, G. I think that's a tough call, man. I mean, I know boys that have pulled it off, and it wasn't like, you know, I don't want to, not talking about rape or anything like that, but I'm saying, like, I've seen girls go. Let's just put it that way. Like, they've definitely been in positions to, you know, be like, nah, or whatever. And I've seen girls that have been like, nah, and walked out. I've seen girls that have been like, yeah, what's good? You know, niggas, I'm not anywhere condoning what happened at all. I'm just saying, when I'm thinking about the situation, like, I'm thinking about 18, 19-year-olds in college, drunk, at parties or whatever, blah, 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 just thinking they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. And nobody's saying that it is right. And it, mind you, even then, you know, to us, we're like, hindsight definitely like, yo, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea. But, I mean, you... I mean, fuck, you see coaches setting fucking chicks up with niggas that are trying to come to the school, you know, to come play ball.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though, Ted, like, he could have came off a little bit more remorseful in the situation instead, because he kept on saying stuff
I'm not saying that he didn't. I'm not, but here's the thing, like, I feel like that's really... slippery slope.
Well, no, I get it, because then you're admitting guilt at some point, maybe at some point. Yeah, exactly. No. But I'm saying he could have flipped it and been. He kept saying I was a victim in this situation, like he was. All he'd be like, man, I'm so sorry about that situation.
I've never heard that.
He said that I've been through a lot with this situation. You can't say that, man.
Because he has.
But you can't say that.
Like, but if he's like, yo, I've been vindicated. Like, you know,
but you can't say that. Look, it don't matter. What's true don't matter in the situation. You just need to get this movie popping and keep your career going. You just need to tiptoe around whatever you need to be said is the way I feel. It don't matter what I feel personally.
I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, it's like you're still doing your best not to admit guilt. So you're still trying to, like, you know, I understand, like, and I don't know. I guess when I listen to him, I didn't take it as, like, all this happened to me. He's just like, I'm looking at it like, I've been dealing with this situation since 2002. You know what I'm saying?
He could have just been like, man, it's a situation I wish would have not happened, and I feel bad for the girl that committed suicide because of that situation. I'm living my life.
I don't even know if you can say that, though, because the people who don't believe you are like, well, you felt bad, you shouldn't have raped her.
Yeah.
Because he's in his mind, like, because he's the one that's claiming, like, yo, she said this was cool. Like, we already had a prior relationship. Like, you know. So he's doing his best to be like, what I'm telling y'all, this is not how it went down, you know, and all the other facts point to opposite of that. So, I mean, that's a tough situation. That's what I said. I don't know if he could dodge this.
So you're saying there was no way he could have got out of this?
The only way I feel like he could have done it is if he wasn't a part of it, where his name was getting plastered everywhere. Where he was doing the interviews, he was doing the talking, he was doing that. Like, it almost had to be like.
But does it put salt on Morton Wounds, though, too, though, that your co-writer on is the other dude that raped her?
And that's what I'm saying. There's no way to get around it, especially.
Look, man, he should have changed up. You need to come up with a different name as a writer name. You can get credit on the back end, man. But I'd have been like, hey, man, Jabari, man, you just can't have your name on this.
I just don't think that they were checking for it like that. They just like, yo, this isn't my past. It's been dealt with. Dude's like, I did time. You know, only the three of them know what happened. You know, if she said it's rape, and from the looks of it, I mean, that's fucking crazy. You know, if she committed suicide, yes, that is a dark cloud, bro. That is a super dark cloud. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think there's any way to circumvent that. I don't think before a movie or not. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we can't say what happened, what didn't happen, but from the looks of it and the outcome, if those two things are related, then they look guilty. And nobody, and it's funny because I was talking to a girl about this, one of my friends, and she was basically saying, like, it's really weird how to feel about this because, you know, the United States is rampant with rape, unfortunately.
Yeah.
More
than you think we would for a modernized country.
Oh, it's super. First world country. for it's like what, 1 in 3, something like that. Yeah. Every 1 in 3 girls is raped or something.
Yeah, and so people, in terms of praise for people, but what about in Afghanistan? I'm like, dude, we a first world country. What are you talking about? Like, we comparing ourselves against other first world countries.
Right. Well, in Afghanistan, I mean, we talk about that's their rules though. Like, if they don't have rules against, that's all that's stopping. Because truth be told, niggas was doing this shit. I mean, that the movie is a perfect example.
Yeah.
That was shit but a lot of years ago.
But go ahead. You saying you was talking to your friend, and what did she say?
And she was just like, it's just really hard to tell. She was like, you know, there's just so many different sides to this story, you know, because she was Caucasian. You know, was it racial? Was she crying? Was there anything else involved? Was she depressed before this? Was it, you know, was it this that made her depressed? What else is she going through in her life? He's like, dude, this has been 16 years ago. She committed suicide like 2 years ago. So why is this all coming out now? Like, you know, where was this when he was in The Great Debaters and Slim and all the rest of this stuff? Like, I don't know. She just had a totally different side. She was like, and when, considering that Nate Parker in and of himself was vindicated for this and was saying that he didn't do it, when did he receive that? When is he absolved from this?
He's not. I guess the thing is like that transcript is what got him. I think, man. That transcript is what got you, man. Like, it looks bad.
But it is. But the thing is, you're not the same person at 19 when you're 29. So when do we allow growth as a person? When do we say, like, yo, this is a fucking, like, is this, and I'm not trying to say, you know, it keeps coming off bad because I'm not trying to say I'm allowing rape or I'm for rape or, you know, it's like I'm justifying rape. But the question is, even if he had been to jail and done the time, let's say he did 15 years for rape.
I guarantee you're always a rapist, man. Well, are you always a child molester? Well, you know what? That's interesting. But have you ever seen what was the movie? Lee Daniels' first movie with was it Kevin Bacon in there where he's a reformed child molester? Is it The Widowmaker? Have y'all seen y'all know what I'm talking about with Kevin Bacon? Where he's like he's a reformed child molester getting out of jail, and he's seeing how he knows this guy's trying to molest kids, and he's trying to figure out and try to save people, but he at the same time he still has urges too. Oh man, I think it's The Widowmaker. But they asked that question in there. Like, when are you vindicated for something you did and you served your time for?
Woodsman.
The Woodsman, that's it. Yep. The Woodsman. And it kind of brings that, you know, it asks that question and everything. And another small part is for The Woodsman, y'all never believe who was the person that gave him the money for that. Dame Dash. Dame Dash is the person that got The Woodsman done.
He produced it?
Yeah, he was the one that gave him the money to do it. Yeah. But yeah, it's Kevin.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a viable question, you know, because if it's, and I know you just can't get that thought out of your head, but it's just like, for example, if Brock Turner goes to jail and comes out 15 years later, is he all forgiven?
I think it's a crime. Look, man, people probably would accept you more for killing somebody than molestation or rape. Easily, you could have killed 5 people.
Oh no, it's true. It's because you're taking advantage. Like you know, I don't know so much about rape women, but I know kids. Like, you do anything with kids, this game.
I think even women though, man. Like, dude, you rape a woman, man, you might as well kill 10 people.
It's rapist period. I've known some niggas been out of jail, unfortunately. I've heard stories where niggas do not last in gym pop long at all. Like, they find out that you did, like, some kind of molestation or rape, you do not last long in gym pop. You do not. Like, because you already have to know in New York, you know, they're going to travel around fast. They'll worry travel fast about what you did. And they found out that you did something on that level, like that, because that's—I mean, taking a life is one thing, but taking someone's little innocence, especially if it comes to like a woman or a child, I mean, that's beyond.
Yeah, it's the worst, man.
It's easy, like you do that, man. Like, flat out, like, because you got to remember, you got to keep in mind, these dudes in jail, that they husbands and they fathers too. And, you know, that could be one of their kids, and that's how they feel. Like, dudes do not last long, like, in jail time when that happens. So now, like, seriously, like, if Brock Turner went to jail 15 years, he probably would have died. Just like what's going on with Jared caught all types of hell in jail for what he did.
Yeah, Jared, I just felt
like it was always, I mean, it could be. I just thought it was always kids and not necessarily, you know, women and kids, because I just feel like there's a ton of guys in there for rape. I mean, they in there raping other dudes. So, like.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess it's something dealing with women and children, man, especially children in particular, man, that it was sent some more. I guess the children
probably, children definitely.
But I think,
Go ahead.
What you saying?
Well, no, I mean, like I said, I don't know of any way that this could have been circumvented, you know, with both of them being on, even if it was just Nate Parker. I mean, he could have challenged and been like, yo, I was clear of this, blah, blah, blah. And it may have said, you know, he could have made $10 million instead of $7 million. But in the overall scheme of things, like, it's really tough because even if you take the, you know, a bird's eye view of this, what's really weird is now there's a challenge to see, can you, like, is it possible to get a message and not kill the messenger, so to speak? Can you receive the message without killing the messenger?
That's what I said. But I think the way Hollywood is driven now, man, people are buying into not just your art, but who the person is.
But what's weird, it doesn't make a difference. Like, I don't know, dog. It's really confusing.
I'm the first one that don't like Terrence Howard, man. I don't like none of this stuff because I don't like him.
Well, I mean, I understand that there's a deep connection there, but you didn't like him as an actor.
I didn't like him as an actor. Yeah, but
so,
I didn't like him as an
actor. For example, why does Eddie Long still have a congregation of over 3,500 people?
I have no idea. That's the mystery of the world.
It's picking and choosing. There's so many, especially on that level.
Yeah.
Where, you know, pastors that get away with having illegitimate kids. And,
what people pick,
you know,
and choose who they fucking with, though, Ted. Like, that's just the thing is, because some of the same people that may not like this may end up bumping for somebody else that they respect and like, though, on the back end.
Well, I mean, like you said, but again, that makes it the perfect sort of analogy. Like R. Kelly's a perfect analogy. Here you got somebody who's been alleged. I mean, we damn near, we're 99.9% sure this nigga is a molester. But concerts they stole out, can't keep a record in, you know.
Well, no,
on
his
the shelf.
Concerts aren't as doing as well as they used to do.
I mean, the niggas, okay, I'm glad he slowed down at 60 when this fucking shit happened when he was 37. But I'm just saying, like, you know, and of course that's going to happen. Now, I said I'm not the way that they used to, but he's still making cake. People still buying his music.
Yeah.
He get on the right hook with one of these young-ass rappers, he'll be right back in the game. If that nigga takes the Charlie Wilson route.
And that's what I thought he was doing, though. And he had a good route when he's doing the Charlie Wilson route for a minute before he went back to marry the pussy and stuff. He was
right
on that Charlie Wilson level for a second.
That's what I'm saying. He'll be right back in the game. He'll be right back in the game. Black people will overlook it like it's not a problem.
So do you think overall, I mean, this movie people weren't prepared for? Or do you think if May Parker didn't have any of this stuff, do you think we'd be talking about it getting rave reviews right now? Or do you think, period, it just happened?
I think if Nate Parker had not, you know, had the backstory that he had, then we would have been having a much different conversation. Especially with the way that things are now, with Black Lives Matter and the racial tension in America. Like, this has been a calling card for Black people.
Mm.
But, you know, you can't, it's like you said, you got to pick and choose who you're messing with. And deciding, you know, if you can accept the message outside of the messenger, that's a tough situation. Like, because think about the dichotomy of that situation where here's Nate Parker. Because think about what you just asked me, though, D.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a feminist, you're watching this movie, and Nate Parker commits and supposedly, from what people were saying, starts a slave revolt based
on his wife being raped.
Right. And
The irony of that.
How ironic is that?
Oh, it's a kill. All the stars were aligned for him to get fucked in this, though. Like, the way the stars were aligned, man. And he didn't help it out at all. But the stars were aligned. Like you said, though, like, the rape. I'm on the real. I might end up taking the rape scene out if I was him.
Dude, I mean, but it's so important just to show what was happening to the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? It probably would have been better if they took it out with his wife and left the one
with Gabriel Union and my dude Strand from Fear of the Walking Dead. Yep, that'd have been better. And it could have been him, his more observations pissing him off then.
Well, because that's what it really was.
Yeah, it was, honestly, though, but I'm saying, that's what I felt, but I'm saying people wouldn't have had that excuse of saying it was because his wife got raped. It had been his observations.
No.
All he had to do was just say his wife just got beat up, and just say his wife got beat up and not, like, made it look like it was a rape.
Right, exactly. I mean, honestly, I thought that was the whole issue. Like, when he was taking the lashes, I thought it was almost like to me, it just felt like he was accepting them for every time that he stood by and watched bullshit happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah,
almost like he was setting himself up for it. Yeah,
man, I know we gotta, you know, you gotta get out of Ted in a second and do a conspiracy week. But did you trip off the little idiosyncrasies I was talking about with the other slave places, where like how that dichotomy was and how you really don't see that low level of slavery in a movie? When he went to the other farmhouses and how, like, usually I told you, when you usually or see a slavery movie, the slave master just kind of trips a little bit, but it seemed like they treating him decently, but he just makes one bad decision.
I think it just depends on which movie. Like, I mean, like, 12 Years a Slave was pretty bad.
Right, yeah, that's pretty bad. But in general, I'm talking about your general slave movie, though. It is not, though.
I think they did a good job of showing the duality. Like, what's really weird is it's like that, and that's why I said that I think him getting whooped was such a powerful scene, because him walking into these other situations, it's almost like, okay, how do I present this? Like, I have to tell these niggas be okay in their spot.
And they down to 1 meal a day.
They down to 1 meal a day, dude. Living in the barn. Yeah, living in the barn, but cats, you know, using utensils to knock out my teeth.
To make me eat.
Like, and my situation is nowhere near this.
Cats getting whooped on the regular. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Cats out here getting whooped on the regular, like, every day.
And I'm supposed to tell them to be chill.
Like you got, it's almost like two sides of the coin. It's like, you got one that's like, you know, a micromanager who's just watching everything that you do, and you have other ones that just, I trust you, I'm, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, just see you as a human, but I, you know, I'm not that shitty. You know, I still got to protect my property.
But the only thing I thought had been gangster, though, and when you're talking about historically, but if they would have been knocking out the teeth for somebody else to have teeth, because that's what happened most of the time when they knocked out people's teeth. They'd take their teeth for somebody else's teeth.
Like, one of the slave owners' teeth had gotten bad, so they used them to build dentures.
But that's what I thought they were going to do at first, until he was, I was like, oh, he's trying to make them feet. But I thought that's what I thought it was like, oh, I need a tooth, though. Boop, boop, boop.
They could have, but that would have been a great idea to have him slip that in there, like, hold on to him, be like, yeah, we use these for later. To pass his teeth.
Yeah. Or I can sell these or whatever.
Because when you watch that, it seemed like when you watch the movie and something like that, like the teeth knocking scene, it's straight up like torture porn off, man. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it gets real. Well, Ted, give us the conspiracy of the week, my man.
So, conspiracy of the week comes from my pops. Well, actually, not from my pops, but he's the one that put him in the direction.
People so be like, "Yo, pops is involved." He's like, "Yo, pops."
I would be surprised though. But he pointed me to it, and I guess I didn't really pay that much attention. But you know, with the WikiLeaks that had happened recently, with Hillary Clinton, some of the emails that were confiscated were emails to her talking to a retired astronaut about the disclosure of alien intelligence.
Mm.
So if it's just a conspiracy, why is somebody who is quite possibly going to be the next president of the United States having this conversation?
What did they say? What were they talking about it?
Well, you know, so I don't know if this is covered in Behold the Pale Horse or whatever, but one of the astronauts, I got to look at his name. I posted the video, but basically he was saying that when he went up there, you know, the moon doesn't spin, right?
Right. So you're talking about the dark side of the moon then.
Dark side of the moon, where they got there, and basically they said they ran into some alien intelligence, and the aliens was basically like, yo, you need to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
So, and I think it went into further discussions about pacts and treaties, because he mentions something about that would happen during the Cold War, the 80s, which is around the Cold War. It was the 80s? The 80s, yeah.
Well, 60s, 70s, and 80s is the Cold War. Cold War is from...
Well, 60s, 70s, 80s, right. The end of the Cold War.
It's 89, 90,
around the
somewhere.
80s. But in the 80s was the idea of, or 70s, 80s was the idea of Star Wars.
Right.
Where and I get that was part of the Cold War, was like who's going to get to the moon first, all the rest of that stuff. But apparently there is something in there basically saying that some president or, you know, major world leaders had a pact with alien intelligence, basically like the aliens like, yo, all this nuclear and missiles and shit that y'all doing, you keep that shit down there. You're not going to be firing that shit off in space.
Oh, so in the email, he was saying that he has a pact. They have a pact with one of the world leaders. They didn't say who it was.
It's something like that, like addressing Star Wars, basically being like, you know, no nuclear sort of firings are going to happen. And then
what Star Wars is, though, right? Star Wars is like that. They used to put satellites up there to shoot out nuclear missiles that we got. If we, like, if Russia shot missiles at us, we could shoot it from out of space. Like
right. Yeah, so it basically revolves around that. So there's a video of, it's a NASA video that came, I saw it a while ago, but basically it shows a rocket flying out of Earth's atmosphere, and it shows like these little three dots that are circling the missile, you know, almost like it's analyzing it, and then the missile just falls out of gets disarmed. Yeah, it falls out of orbit. Yeah.
You can Google it.
Dang, so, dang, that's interesting.
You know, I'm going to have to reread Beyond the Pale Horse because I got it at the crib, so I'm going to have to reread that.
Yeah, it's ill. It's ill. It's an ill book, Mr. Daniel Cooper. William Daniel Cooper.
Yeah, William Cooper.
Yeah. This is good. But no, but that Dark Side of the Moon stuff is some ill stuff too, though, man. Like, if you research how that, like, what we've had millions of expeditions, they saying, to the dark side of the moon or whatever, and like one of them had like what a black woman captain or something that got lost or something like that. You just sent me that, Ted.
Yeah.
A black woman captain and her crew got lost. I mean, we're lost, right? Or something like that.
I'm trying to remember.
If anybody Googles it, black woman dark side of the moon, it'll pop up with her name. Or whatever, but it's like, but man, that's crazy. I mean, what do y'all think will happen to our society if it's like, if somebody come out tomorrow like, yeah, we're aliens, man? Do you think it will shake everything that the core beliefs that most people believe in?
It will be what will happen in Man of Steel. I've always said that what will happen in Man of Steel, that's exactly what would happen. People would trip.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be, well, they would have to trip because then you start questioning the history and the validity of things. Like, religion gets thrown into a totally different perspective. Because right. now, all the things that seem somewhat mythological can or can be interpreted as fairy tale or parable might have some validity to it. Or it might not.
But I can see religious people flipping that easily and just say God created them too. We just think God is
themselves. Well, but if they're more advanced, well, yeah, exactly. But if they're more advanced, then so they're created in God's image as well?
That's what I would assume they would ride that wave of that would be in it.
I feel like that would be difficult because there's a lot that kind of what happens if that comes out, then we are no longer the top of the food chain, and that creates problems.
You think here on Earth, then people will stop listening to people within our societal structure because it's like, well, dang.
No, I don't think so, because people that is the basis of some people's lives, so they have to have that to hold on to believe, to hope. I mean, that's all what the Nat Turner story was,
right?
Which is, you know, them using the Bible in that facet. But I feel like there are other things that are going to be called into question, you know, about how certain things came about. You know, or it could be that, you know, some things in the Bible were alien related, you know, or these other religions. So, like, you know,
Ezekiel with the wheel, like Ezekiel with the wheel and all that stuff.
Well, the wheel, like, so the reason why Jesus was able to pull off the miracles that he pulled off was because he wasn't from here.
You going real gangster now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's just a different understanding.
Yeah.
There's a different, a different understanding of the world and the perspective of the world. Because now it's like, oh, so now it's like, dude, I just feel like they call so many other things into question. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's been speculated for years that the reason why our technology boomed at the time and at the pace that it did was because they found certain alien technology and reverse engineered it,
yeah. Because I know for sure they say that with the phantom bomb, with the stealth bomber, that, like, well, I think what the first people working on it all died of cancer, right? I think the first people working on all that material died of cancer. Oh, whatever. The people that worked on the first stealth bomber. Like, with the material for whoever make it stealth or whatever, and it's like, where y'all get this material from to make a ship stealth? Come on, man.
I mean, then you even want to go even a step further. If you want to go a step further, you can talk about CERN and shit like that. If you want to go a step further, if you really want to go that far. But that's a whole other can of worms, because you could say that could be like some doom event horizon level shit just waiting to happen. You know what I'm saying?
What you said was what?
It, like with CERN, for example, you know, you can say CERN, you know, like even CERN, like with the technology with CERN, that's a motherfucker if you think about it like that.
You said for the sun.
No, CERN, CERN.
Oh, okay.
So even with CERN, you know, with the the atom smash, the collider.
Mm-hmm.
So so even with that, you know, you have to think about that. That's hella technology right there, and that's dangerous technology even on our level. That's a huge danger.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, they say if you look at, like, the time frame of when the way the human skulls changed and knowledge grew, they say in the evolutionary track, it's ridiculously fast.
Wow.
It's ridiculously fast. So they said there's speculation that there was alien intervention in there.
To move from this to this.
Exactly. To go from Cro-Magnon to human or whatever it is within this time frame is kind of crazy.
Yeah, dang, that's deep, man. Well, Ted, man, I know you got to get out of here and everything, man. Let everybody know go ahead.
Well, we'll see. I have to let y'all know because, yeah, it ain't.
Okay, well, I'll go into the regular
news. The person I went on ain't even here yet.
Oh, dang, okay. All right, we'll jump into the topics, man. Sigourney Weaver may be the main villain in the Defenders movie.
Wonder who she could be, though.
They were saying the article that, you know, I thought they said they was the number one candidate they thought was the Viper.
could work. What are we talking about? The same? What are we talking about? The same Viper that we saw in the Wolverine movie?
Yep, because they could. Yeah, that's the same one because they could share because she's a part of Hydra.
That's right.
So Marvel can get has it because she's part of Hydra.
That's true. They can use Quicksilver in two different movies. Why not?
Yep. Yep. So what do you, I mean, Scarlet Witch too, though. I think they can use Scarlet Witch in, on their side too, though, if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So who do y'all think she could be if you know, who would y'all like her to maybe be?
Sigourney Weaver. Okay, so we're talking about Ellen Ripley here. Let's see. And we talk, it don't matter if she's human or alien, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, they got to be kind of little. They can't be too alien because it's street level characters, you know what I mean? So. They might end up making a male character into a female character, I'm thinking.
But I wonder who. But I mean,
yeah, I don't know who, but I'm just saying. I'm just wondering would they flip something like that? Because I thought Kingpin was going to end up being the main guy in Defenders, but they get on a different route. Or the Hand or something like that. But they go on a different route with that, which is interesting. I'm cool with it.
Let's see for a second. Let's think of Luke Cage, Punisher. We gotta think of a lot of people.
She could be right? Was it Mannucci for Punisher?
She could be Mannucci.
But that's doesn't that seem like that wouldn't be like for the Defenders? That's not big enough. Mannucci would be the main villain for like that. That seems like she wouldn't be as she's not as big to be warranted that.
Yeah, I don't think she would. Yeah, you heard about that. I'm really trying to think. I don't know.
Oh, Teddy, Teddy, you'll be happy, man. Jigsaw is definitely going to be in the next I forgot to put that in the notes, but Jigsaw is definitely going to be in Punisher, TV show.
Jigsaw.
He's in Warzone. He was the homeboy, the dude.
The main villain.
Main villain.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and also they said they were talking about they took a lot of cues from Warzone and from the Cleaners snippet.
From the what snippet?
The Cleaners. Remember that Cleaners where they was trying to where he went to the Cleaners and beat up everybody in little shorts.
Oh, the Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas Jane one.
The first. Yeah.
So they took that. That's cool. And they took cues from Warzone too. So I was like, God damn, we gonna see this missile, huh?
Nah, they ought to use the missile with Cottonmouth, man. I'm satisfied.
No, but they got to hit somebody with it, though.
I thought of somebody. And then before I was like, you just said someone that could be like someone that could be turned from male to female.
Who?
Silverman.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Silverman. That was in the notes. Silverman is like the car. He's pretty much like the Carmine Falcone. It's Kingpin. It's really Kingpin and Silverman is really like the big street level villains I can think of, and more of like the huge street level villain.
What about Barracuda though?
Barracuda, he's a street level. I'm talking about as far as like if you talking about like a nigga
bosses.
Run shit
like bosses.
Like an actual boss is Silverman and Kingpin hands down. So I can see. Or I was just checking out an article, or they said she could be probably the Beast of the Hand. So, like, just like the voice.
I feel like that's going to end up being Elektra, though.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's what this setup is. It's probably to be the Beast of the Hand.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. But Silverman could be a good role. I mean, like, it'd be like a female version of Silverman. I mean, why not? I mean, Silverman is just a crime boss, but at the same time, you know, Sigourney Weaver is getting up in age, now she is getting older, and why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a cool flip. A female Silverman, why not?
Yeah. All right, next up, we got Forrest Whitaker has been cast in Black Panther, and they also cast Man-8, but they ain't use his name as Man-8.
His name is Mape.
But they use his name is called Kalal or whatever. They use his real name. Because I was always worried about if they was gonna really let somebody be called Manape in a movie. M'Baku is his name. My bad. That's M'Baku is his real name.
I mean, they can still do as far as like, you know, make. I'm pretty sure they can make some kind of reference to him. It's like kind of like with Zemo, like kind of like, you know, Zemo wasn't. He was only shown like very briefly with his actual, you know, purple mask on. You know, and that's what Zemo is known for when you've seen him. But you clearly didn't see that one. He's like, okay, this is Zemo in name. Okay. So it could probably be the same thing with Manape. Like, Manape could be kind of like a code word or code name he could have had maybe when he was like, maybe like a militia man or some shit like that. You know, he could flip it some shit like he was, I mean, like, on some, what's my man name? Did all that fucked up shit? Coney. Joseph Coney.
Oh, yeah. Yep, like, yep.
Be like on some Joseph Coney shit, you know, like, and, maybe his, like, name throughout like the land was known as the man because how savage he was or some shit like that. Or
yeah, but the whole thing was that he took his whole thing is he took that white gorilla and killed like the endangered species of Wakanda and took the thing on and like drank his blood and ate it and crazy stuff like that. And that's
Joseph Coney.
And he said Joseph Coney.
Like I'm saying, he could be a Joseph Coney type dude and still pull up some shit. Like it, like I could see how that could. Because I'm trying to think how it can make sense because, I mean, with Black Panther, you can make it make sense because you got to keep in mind, they always talking about, like, the Panther guys and Panther series. So, if they're going to have, and we already know mysticism is there because Doctor Strange and Thor. So, we already know. So, it could work. But, you know, they could probably slip and say, like, he was, like a former, like, dictator, former leader, some shit like that, like, some kind of, like, child rebel soldier shit, and still kind of did the same thing. You did like he was like a ruthless hunter, like on some crazy hunter shit, hunting down white apes. Because he's just a sick fucker, he's making money, and boom, there you go. You know what I'm saying? Like his greatest prize is a white gorilla, you know, some shit like that.
What do y'all think the Forest Warder could be playing? What do y'all think he could be playing, or what do you think he should be, what might be playing? There's so many different people, man. I mean, it's just so many. They got this a black ass movie, man.
So you can be the Panther Spirit.
He could be the Panther Spirit. That'd be kind of dope, actually. And maybe just be the voice of it or something like that, and it'd be like a mystical thing. I could see that. Actually, that'd be real good. All right, next up. Quentin Tarantino says he's disappointed by Luke Cage.
I wonder why.
He wanted to be black exploitation styled, like the comics.
Dude, this is 2016, bro. Come on. This ain't 72, bro. This I rock with Quentin Tarantino for a snip, but I'm like, dude, this is what, 44 years later after he came out?
We already got Black Dynamite. It's basically what he'd have been, right? Black Dynamite.
Exactly. The only difference between him and Black Dynamite is one is actually superhuman and one's not. That's all.
Because he talked like that. That's how Luke Cage talked. You jive, took it.
Right. Give me my money, honey.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, he ain't going to talk like that. I mean, because you look at Luke Cage now, even in comics and animation and live action now, that's the same, he's just like, hey, I'm a big bald head black dude, but I'm a stand up guy.
Yeah.
I ain't on that other stuff. I mean, you know, it's not needed. I don't know. And this is kind of where, and this is why sometimes nerds and geeks can't have nice things because they don't need to be 100% accurate like that. Like, I'm fine with how Luke Cage is, with how he has the same core values of how he should have as the character. As long as that's there, that's fine. That's why I always saw it.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, Ted, about Quentin Tarantino's thoughts or upsetness or whatever?
I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, all his movies outside of Reservoir Dog kind of fall into that
category. Like exploitation 70s kind of feel.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
actually, it's funny you say that because even Inglourious Basterds still has an exploitation kind of feel to it.
It does. It definitely does.
You go stick with things.
A little bit of this outlandish, far-fetched sort of idea. So, I mean, it's going to be.
Have y'all seen Hateful Eight yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's so damn long, man.
Are you talking about Hateful Eight? No, I haven't got a chance to watch it. I know it's like. Three hours long. It's like, and that's not even no extended cut. That's just the movie. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I just think that's his style. Like, we've gotten used to that. That's cool. But the other thing you got to think about, like, if you did it 70s style, who would really go see it? Who would really want to watch it?
No, people 45 or older. And then that's not your top, but that's not your demographic.
Well, it's not the demographic, and they might not watch it because he was like a tier two sort of superhero. So
and he was stereotypical as hell.
Like, my dad was a Marvel fan, and I had to remind him who Luke Cage was. He was like, oh, yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, I had to remind, same here. I had to say Power Man to my pop so he kind of understood who I was talking about.
Right. So I can't necessarily say that it would have rang true, you know, as much as it did now. Well, and the other thing is, if it would have been done in the 70s, it would have been, you couldn't have a serious tone with it. It'd have been hella, it almost come off slapstick.
Mm.
They're gonna be jump kicking motherfuckers with, well, like, you kicking niggas with bell bottoms on?
That's true.
Like you said, it'd been Black Dynamite. Like, it's just, you know, he's, you know, spin kicking niggas with platforms, and you're trying to take this seriously. You'd have been dying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's why I'm glad Luke Cage said in episode 4 of the show, which we already talked about, you look like a damn fool. He put on the actual Power Man attire, and that's what you want. That's how he will look. That's honestly what you want. You want someone in that attire in 2016.
Yeah, you nailed it. It'd have been Black Dynamite. We'd have just been sitting there waiting for the punchline.
Right. I just would have been waiting for Dr. Doom, him to whoop Dr. Doom's ass, talking about giving my money, honey. That's all we've been waiting for.
Because he owed him, what, $200 or something like that?
$200 and went and saw his ass, went and saw this nigga in Liberia.
Went all the way to Liberia. To collect, bill collecting.
$200, hey.
I need my money. All right, next up in our notes, the movie Logan or Wolverine 3, whatever they want to call this crap over at Fox, has put their villain, they named another villain along with Mr. Sinister. They named Donald Pierce as the other villain. He's a cyborg. He's a member of the Hellfire Club, and he's the leader of the Reavers, if anybody remembers the Reavers from the 80s and 90s.
But you already have Sebastian Shaw.
Look here, man. This is Fox, man.
You had Sebastian Shaw. You don't need to show anyone else.
Look here, man.
You show Sebastian Shaw and Emma Frost. Those are two most notable fucking names in the Hellfire Club. There is no one else you need to show.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
You said what? What's the problem?
It's Donald Pierce, but he's. I mean, you could just flip it and say you don't have to bring the Hellfire Club and just make him be the leader of the Reavers. But I'm trying to figure out like why the Reavers would be in that's an X-Men type of thing, not a Wolverine type of thing.
Well, you like to say you can't. Like we already know. Like we said a long time ago, you can't even do Old Man Logan accurately anyway. So. You gotta throw something in there, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you really, like I say, you literally cannot do Old Man Logan correctly without the MCU. You cannot. It's no way. The way that story's set up, nah. It's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know what they're doing with this Logan movie, man. It's getting up. I mean, and I shouldn't be mad. It's Fox, man. Even though I'm going to go see this one because I don't have an embargo against Fox totally. It's only Bryan Singer, so I need to see if he's executive producer. Actually, let me see. I need to see that first before I decide if I'm going to see this movie or not.
Yeah, I like you, Jackass, though.
Yeah, and I may go see it, but I just need them to kind of fall back on some of these random castings but I don't know. That is pissing me off a little bit. That's all. Next up, the Dark Tower movie. They dropped the trailer for it, leaked online. I couldn't get it, fellas, for us to be putting trailers in time. I didn't get to see it either, though. But they also are talking about the Dark Tower TV series that's going to be before all the incidents we see here and the after parts and back and forth. Idris Elba is going to be in there somewhat a little bit as well.
And Matthew McConaughey's gonna make appearances in it as well. So it's gonna be kind of interesting how that's gonna go. Dark Tower is a dope series. It's like 8 books, I think, from Stephen King.
Yeah.
So I've only read like 3 of them. So, and that was back a while back. I did.
Right. The Stand is a part of Dark Tower series, isn't it?
You said what now?
The Stand isn't part of the Dark Tower series.
It's a part of that universe though, because Randall Flagg is the main villain in the Dark Tower as well.
Okay, that's what I figured. Okay,
yeah, they cross over. They're in the same universe. Okay. Randall Flagg is in the same, yeah. So that was kind of his impetus of, he used the Stand one and flipped Randall Flagg off of there and made the Dark Tower series.
Okay. That's what I was curious. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So it's all in there and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that Dark Tower series, man. But in the movie too, man. I mean, Idris Elba playing that character like that, man. Which is traditionally a white, blonde hair guy. I dig it.
And I did Stephen King stuff anyway, low key. Like, see, people say, I mean, mind you,
some people have an on and off with him, shit. Though. Some people have an on and off love with him, understandably.
He has his crazy moments. He clearly does, but at the same time, he gave us too much classic shit. Like, probably one of the best stories I read in recent years by him, or one of the best movie adaptations I actually seen by him that I actually thoroughly enjoy, and because the ending just throws you off, is The Mist. I love The Mist. Like, The Mist is probably one that has the most effed up ending in one of the most effed up endings in a movie ever. The movie's well over 10 years, like, almost 10 years old, so I mean, if you ain't seen it by now, no.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, the way it ended was like, I was like, wow, if only you would have waited, dog. That's all. I'm fine with Stephen King. I'm fine with Dark Tower, man. Like, so I always wanted to kind of check a little bit more into Dark Tower. So the only little bit I knew about it was about Randall Flagg and the Stand movie. And that's really all I kind of knew about it. But I'm going to check it into a little bit more, though.
Yeah, it's some good stuff, man. It's some good stuff from him. Next up, writer of Wolf of Wall Street is set to write Antoine Fuqua's Scarface remake. Teddy, what you think? Same writer that wrote Wolf of Wall Street is doing the new Scarface remake that Antoine Fuqua is doing. It's supposed to be set on the West Coast, supposedly. So,
I wish I had some other stuff to back it, like, I'd seen some other stuff from him so I could get an idea, but Wolf of Wall Street was good.
It was a damn good movie, so I can't even stunt on it. So, what'd you think, James? What'd you think?
I'm with it. Like, I'm with it. Like, I love Wolf of Wall Street, man. I love that movie. And, like I said, I rock with Antoine Fuqua's movies regardless. You know, he always makes good movies anyway. So seeing like a good writer that wrote Wolf of Wall Street combined with an awesome director like Antoine Fuqua, that's like, it just makes sense. So I would like to see that, you know what I'm saying? I would love to see what's going to happen with it. But like I said on the last show, do we need a Scarface movie?
I was going to be that's the $1 million question.
That's the $1 million question. Do you need, I mean, because it'll be the second remake of the original, technically.
Right? Yeah.
Need it, but you know, I mean, like I said, I'm with those two getting together and trying to make magic, so I'm willing to see what they come up with.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if we never know, man. Live action Lion King movie in the works.
They better not fuck this up.
And John Favreau is supposed to direct, the same person that did Jungle Book.
They better not fuck this up. That's all I'm saying.
Teddy, what'd you think?
A live action of Lion King?
Yeah. I thought we had that with the play that was going around, but.
With what?
I thought the play that was going on, I thought that was the closest thing we was going to get to a live action.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's a little different. I guess it's going to be made like the Jungle Book. I haven't seen the Jungle Book.
I heard it's good.
So I might have to check it out. Thank you, Fire Stick. But
Yeah, I don't know. I just got to see how it plays out. I mean, I have a feeling it's going to look like Tarzan. So, well, Jungle Book is what I mean. Jungle Book is going to look like Tarzan.
I was like, oh, I was like, hold on, not Tarzan. No.
But I don't know. I can't see it because in all the other ones, you're dealing with actual people. Like even Mowgli is a, you know, it's a person. He's kind of interacting with, so it's lit. But this is just completely going to be CGI, I guess.
Right, I'm assuming.
I see. It's a lot of CGI, though, man. That's a lot of CGI.
But I'm thinking like, but what's the purpose though? Like,
they're running out of ideas.
Good point.
Is it that they're out of ideas, or is it just that they're really just trying to bank on nostalgia and stuff that already has a built-in fan base?
See, I say see all of the above. I mean, personally, I think it's a little bit
like, because I mean, what's the point though, really? Like, I mean, we, you know, I don't know if they feel like they're reintroducing it, because I mean, it'd be different. I don't know. I guess it's about 20 years old.
Like, I would rather you do something more obscure. I'd rather you do some shit like Black Cauldron or Sword in the Stone if you're going to do something like old and kind of obscure. So that's why I say with Lion King, like, mind you, Lion King came out when I was like 7.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it is 20 years old, so it still has that sort of feel to it. But I guess it would. I guess I'm looking at it because it was such a big hit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so well known. Like, nigga, they got a fucking cartoon built off of it.
My daughter watches that Lion Guard right now.
Right, exactly, Lion Guard. So it's like, are you really reintroducing people? Like, I don't know. I almost feel like I would almost rather, honestly, dip back into me and Daryl's childhood a little, because I know James is a little younger than us, and do Dark Crystal.
Ooh.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or something like Labyrinth.
I was gonna say, they supposed to be redoing Labyrinth, I thought.
I mean, I thought we read about it, but I didn't, you know, after, I don't know, because I felt like the David Bowie was supposed to have a piece in there before he passed. So,
did they redo the Neverending Story recently?
No, that's another one.
Okay,
that would be dope to see that remade. I ain't gonna front.
That there's a whole bunch that like back in the day that, you know, that really hit home for us. But like, oh, Willow, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, Willow.
Willow was fucking magic, B.
Yeah, Willow was dope.
And you can still use fucking Warwick Davis. He is not that old.
Dude, that would have been fantastic. Dude, maybe not, because they tried it and it was just like, okay. I was gonna say Robin Hood, but
dude, Warwick Davis is only 46.
Hmm.
Warwick Davis is only 46.
Yeah, Warwick Davis been in the movies for a long time.
Dang, he been putting in work for years. Then he only 46.
Do I think one of his first? I think I want to say his first one of his first real roles was being Wicked Ewok, like I think he was like a teenager or like a child when he did like some of that stuff. Like, he was super young.
Mm.
Like,
he was, yeah, he was Wicked. That's his first movie in Return of the Ewok.
Yep. So yeah, he did Wicked.
Well, that's a good question. So why are they not tapping into the? Because think about it. They could build so much off of those things, because those are kind of like floating in the mire. I mean, they were big, but they were big for us. Like, and they haven't been recreated a million times.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's really weird. Like, and I guess because I feel like they weren't as big as the other stuff that keeps coming back out, or they're just redoing stuff that's already been done. Like, you know, they're redoing Ninja Turtles for the fourth time.
Like, honestly, and even with Ninja Turtles, they just should stop with TMNT, because TMNT was dope. They should just stop right there.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
You should just stop the TMNT. TMNT was going to be like, okay, now we don't need to do a movie for a minute. Or if you're going to do a movie, do a continuation off of TMNT.
Yeah.
Do something like that.
But then they went to the next level with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Michael Bay.
Right.
Like, hey, let's do less story and more explosions.
Less story, more explosives.
Yep. But it's just funny, dude, because what's really weird to me now is like, so let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think that they're creating the same sort of fan base with new stuff as they did with old? Because are we just out of original stories?
Yeah. I honestly think that. Like, no lie. That's why I said earlier, I think it's a little bit of C all of the above. I think they're trying to capitalize off of nostalgia and they're running out of ideas. Because it's enough stories. It'll make sense. Like,
it's a lot to do with nostalgia, though, too. But I think a lot has to do with they look at it like, okay, really, the real movie-watching group of people is like that kind of grew up on like watching movies and going to the movies constantly, VHS, all that, are the people that's like maybe 5 to 10 years older than us that's got kids now. Like, them people that went and saw movies in the 70s and early 80s and was able to get it on VHS and going to see Star Wars in theaters. Like, those are blockbusters then. Like, probably Star Wars was the first blockbuster movie, like, considered big blockbuster movie. If you want to see that in theaters, your kids now are enough age for that you can get them some nostalgia and you'll be like, oh, I'm going to go with you too. So not only getting their ticket price, you're getting the kids' ticket price too.
Well, I mean, but the kids is us.
Right. But I'm saying, I mean, like, we both going though now. Before, it would just been them. Like, we just going to see Easy Rider.
Well, but they're jumping past it. Like, they're jumping to us now. They're like my dad doesn't want to see Power Rangers.
Right. But now we're the new one. But I'm saying when we first start seeing those remakes, it was because of their generations. Well,
but I'm saying, but where's the new stuff? Like, because they're tapping into nostalgia for us. But the question is, like, so what was big for the 2000s? Like, are they gonna make a Hey Arnold movie? Are they gonna do
Regrets.
a Doug, an Adventure Time? Like, is that gonna come out? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, where? Like, I'm interested to see how Max Steel does, because that's way past us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's the second Max Steel.
Right, and I don't even know if it was that big. Like, I don't know. I wasn't following it. So I'm like, so where does the new stuff come in? Where, like, just imagine, like, so the generation after us that was like late 90s, 2000s, even, when it comes their time to, you know, become the parents and all the rest of the stuff, like, what are they going to be watching? Are they going to be watching the stuff that we grew on? Are we just going to keep recycling that? Because I'm thinking about, just imagine that feeling that you got when they dropped the first Transformer preview.
For the new one? For the new set?
We're talking about the original. We're talking about the G1 version.
Like, for the cartoon movie? You talking about?
No, not the cartoon movie. Live action.
Oh, it was like, this is crazy. This is like, oh, this is crazy.
Right. But, so remember that, now, that's not even that long ago for us. Like, we were still...
Was that 2003? Was that around 2003?
No, it was later than that.
Oh, no, so you're right. It might be around 2006 then?
It's like almost, yeah, it's 2006, 2008-ish.
Yeah, that's about 10 years. That's a movie about a good 10 years, though.
Hey, Michael Bay is cranking these out, man, for no reason.
So, that's what I'm saying. But think about that. Like, 2008 to us, it really wasn't that long ago. I don't go out. But we were like grown-ass adults at this point. Well, me and Daryl. I know, Daryl, he wasn't in the 20s.
That was the first time I ever got to vote.
Yeah, so, but me and Daryl, we're solid. We're pushing 30 at this point. And it's like, literally watching that trailer, I got fucking giddy. I was like, what? Because we had waited for so long to see a live-action Transformer movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what is the generation after us? What are they going to be looking at? That's going to be like, holy fuck, they did this?
That's a good question, right, man.
Right.
Because even some of the cartoons that I'm watching that I watch with the baby and stuff, you know, is remakes of stuff I already watched. Like,
like Star Wars Rebels is based off of Star Wars, or
right, you know, exactly.
Spider-Man is Spider-Man, and Marvel Avengers are the Avengers. So it's like, is this continue on the basis of something else already? That's a good question, though. Like, what's
going to be the newness? Like, what are they? What's going to be like? What was really hot? Like, they going to make a
Teen Titan Go?
A real
Teen Titan Go?
Okay.
Even though that's Teen Titans, but I'm saying it's going to be something silly like that, like a Teen Titan Go funny thing, though.
It could be Teen Titans. That would be dope. But at least it's theirs.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to do a, you know, now that we're moving to live action, that would be dope. A Teen Titan would be dope. It's just really interesting because I'm just trying to think of what else has just popped off during the mid-2000s that, you know, that they would just go crazy for. Like, are they going to do a live-action reality series?
Love and Hip Hop, the movie.
Right, yeah. Love and Hip Hop takes over New York.
That's a good question.
You know, like, how did...
All right, next up is a Jamie Foxx T.I. film, Sleepless. Basically, T.I. is a crooked cop. And the guys that he did some crooked stuff to kidnap his son. He's trying to get him back. So basically, what the black was it the Black John Wick, basically?
Yeah, man, I'm kind of curious about that, but I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to see what happens, man. Like someone said, no, last one said, taking four, collaborating with John Wick. Exactly.
Right. So I'm interested to see what it is. Jamie Foxx is a good actor, so I'm interested to see, you know, what it's all about. Hope it don't end up being like Street Kings. You ever see Street Kings?
Yeah,
that was a disappointing one. I had a lot more expectations for Street Kings than what it was. Next up, John Wick 2.
Oh, I'm all for that. I saw that trailer about a good 4 or 5 times. I'm with that.
Hey, that John Wick 2 looked dope, don't it?
Dude, Keanu Reeves, he made a comeback because he made a comeback. John Wick, man, look, John Wick is up there. It's like right under the Raid. It's like, it's in almost the same category as like the Raid movies to me. It's almost there.
Yeah, dude, like he's rejuvenated his career with this, man, with that John Wick, man.
Yeah, John Wick.
I'm on board, man. Because, you know, Common's supposed to be the main villain as well. So
That's going to be anticlimactic.
Yeah, I know, right? Last up in our trailers, Doctor Strange, the full extended trailer.
Yeah, I'm with Doctor Strange, man.
Is going to be kind of weird, though, man. Like, they really going into that multiverse, dog.
Well, hey, it's Doctor Strange, so it's a lot of stuff. There's going to be a lot of mysticism, a lot of alternate dimensions going to be happening. And Dormammu going to have to make some kind of opinion. So, somewhere down the line. So, he probably going to show up like on some Thanos level type shit, but... Yeah. I already can tell you that's what's going to happen, but...
And they said there's supposed to be a connection in there to Ant-Man and the Wasp as well by the being, you know, where the Wasp, the original Wasp, is caught in... caught in the whatever it is, the...
Microverse.
Yeah, Microverse. So they said maybe that you may not see her, but, like, see her, like, him flashing through and seeing different random people and stuff, and she may be caught up in there.
Right.
Which would be kind of ill because that means she wouldn't have aged either, though. It had been kind of, the way I read it is basically kind of a situation how, what was the movie with my man Matthew McConaughey? Where he was in the middle of that multiverse too, though, and he was looking at his daughter trying to help her out.
Oh, you talking about Interstellar?
Interstellar, yeah. Where remember he aged, though, because he was behind in the multiverse thing. He didn't age.
Right, because it was a 7 minutes on that one planet, then his daughter instantly turned his age.
I'm looking forward to that, man. All that stuff, man. Let's go ahead and wrap it on up, my man. Where can everybody hit you up at, James?
You know, Twitter, Instagram, JBJRofficial, SoundCloud.com/JBJRof with the beat. And always, you know, check out the SS Pro app for any kind of beat updates. I'll be uploading there all the time. I got 7 tracks on there right now. Quality stuff. Go on, check it out.
All right. Appreciate y'all listening as always. Luke Cage episode will be up as well for us reviewing more of those. And we will see y'all soon. Peace.
Peace.